This is Earth and Sky speaking with Carl Batt, a nanoscientist at Cornell University.
Nanotechnology in general is sort of referring to things that are about 100 nanometers or smaller. So what's a nanometer? A nanometer is, technically it's 1/1,000,000,000 of a meter. That's 1 and 9 zeros.
Something 100 nanometers across is way too small to see. A slice of a single strand of hair is 100,000 nanometers across. At the nanoscale, matter behaves differently. Dr. Batt told us there are lots of everyday examples. For example, fog.
I mean, fog is a nanoscale material. If you take all that water collected and put it into drops big enough, it falls to the earth. It's called rain. But when you take it and you disperse those particles into very, very fine particles, then basically what you have is fog. And fog has this sort of translucent effect to it. It bends light. It changes our ability to see through it. And it's the same materials you have in rain, except the particles are much, much smaller.
In the past 2 decades, microscopes powerful enough to see on the nanometer scale have let scientists see how particles act and interact when they're so tiny. Nanoscientists are manipulating these properties to create new materials, including substances not found in nature.
Come to EarthSky.org if you want to comment or ask questions about nanotech. With thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.